Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us, as he does this time every day. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, Brother Tim.
So, what do you got there, Steve?
Well, we've been talking a lot about the ICE raids that are going in, and somebody just happened to have a microphone and caught this one. I thought it was informative. Let's listen to Cut 14.
Yeah, hello?
This is an officer with ICE doing a routine check.
Well, I'm an American citizen.
Well, we have questions that'll determine that answer.
Okay.
How many points are scored in a football game?
Six.
We want to make America
great again.
Who's the best female artist?
Taylor Swift.
All right, last question. Can you say Walmart? Sir, can you say Walmart?
Yes, I know. Walmart.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that guy didn't, it didn't end well for him.
What am I missing here? Help me out, Ed.
You're missing the race, the racist piece of sound that Steve just played.
Walmart?
Well, he could.
The Mexicans say Walmart or something?
I don't know, but that was funny.
I can't.
Why was it funny, Ed?
Well, because they're having a hard time pronouncing it.
That funny?
Because of the Mexican accent.
So you're making fun of Mexicans?
I'm not.
This was a Mexican that actually posted this, so I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's acceptable. Well, you know, none of us get all the jokes. I didn't get that one.
Oh, you didn't?
No, okay. I didn't get that one. But that's okay. Steve got it, and he brought it forth.
At least one of y'all got it. So
yeah. I get the mispronunciation from the Mexican man about Walmart, but I didn't see what's funny about it.
Well, because he was trying to answer the questions in a way that
wouldn't get him in trouble.
But he couldn't pronounce Walmart in English.
Walmart
accent.
Is really not that hard to pronounce.
No, that's true.
So
you're missing the points, Tim. But it's
but
humor.
You get it. You need to get the point, don't you?
I got it. Yeah.
All right, next. Whatever it is we're going to do here.
All right. We saw the first appearance of the White House spokesperson, the press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt.
And she's been asked to join the Avengers because she's a Marvel superhero.
Boy,
now.
Is she.
That's funny.
She's like 27, I think.
She's 27.
And she came out. Now, you will recall we often had clips of Karine Jean-Pierre from the last administration who came out with her binder. It was about
to be clear.
Thick as a family Bible. I mean, it was huge.
She wants to be clear.
She wants to be clear.
Yeah.
And then there was circle around Jen Psaki before that.
Yeah, circle back.
Circle back. And so every time that they would ask a question, Karine KJP would open the book and just literally read whatever it was that she was supposed to read. Ms. Leavitt did not come out with any binder at all, just a couple pieces of paper.
Came out with a can.
Right. She knew every reporter's name and called them by name in the whole room.
I got that one, too.
You got that one? Okay.
Yeah. And she was calling on reporters in the back row, and she knew them by name. And she just answered question after question after question.
When I was watching her, I was curious to how she practiced, for lack of a better word, or prepped, whatever, because – there was nothing about it that said, okay, well, we're going to work on that next time.
Right.
No. She had a home run to start.
She wasn't hiding from answering questions, which was our criticism and probably everybody else's of Karine Jean-Pierre.
Right.
I will refer you to the Defense Department for the answer, which I'm supposed to provide.
Right. That's right. That's what she did every day.
Yeah.
Of course, with Karine Jean-Pierre, she didn't. She had nothing to work with, hardly, except for dishonesty.
Yeah.
And lies.
Talking about the Biden administration.
And misdirection, huh? Yeah, with the Biden administration. I mean, she was supposed to get up there and say every day that he...
Inflation's
cognitively speaking, he's doing great. Yeah. I can't even keep up with him. And everybody in the room knows, no, that's not true. You know it, and we know it. But please continue with your next lie.
Right. So in contrast to that,
we got a 27-year-old
who's
I'm double her age. And she has made her presence known immediately, right?
Absolutely, she did. I want to play you a couple of clips. Let's listen to this one on deportation. She was asked, well, okay, you said you're going to go after criminal aliens, but you're getting a lot of these people that aren't violent criminals. Cut two.
The president has said countless times on the campaign trail, I've been with him at the rallies, I know you've been there covering them too, Peter, that he is focused on launching the largest mass deportation operation in American history of illegal criminals. And if you are an individual, a foreign national, who illegally enters the United States of America, you are, by definition, a criminal.
Every one of them is a criminal.
She's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong.
And to our earlier point, President Trump said he was going to do this. So he's doing it.
Yep.
And in the press conference, she did, either before or after, she did emphasize that we're going to start first with those that have committed violent crimes, heinous crimes is the word she used. And then she went furthermore to say, but everyone else that have come here illegally, that's not off the table either. We're gonna revisit that.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to start with.
It was interesting that the border czar, Tom Homan, was asked a while back. He says, are you going to round up just regular people? He said, well, listen, if there's a sanctuary state, we'd like to go to the prison and grab them and help, get ICE detainer and everything. But if you're going to deny us that, they're going to get back out in the community. We're going to go to find them in the community. And if they happen to be with family members or other people that are not documented, that haven't committed a heinous crime, those are going too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that she said that actually causes a whole lot more questions in my mind than answers. And it's not Carolyn's fault at all. But you remember all those drones that were going over New Jersey and everybody was wondering if it's a Chinese drone or the aliens or what they are? Well, Carolyn Leavitt was asked and she had an answer. Cut three.
After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
Don't you think month that everybody was freaking out about that, somebody could have said that?
That would have been helpful.
They could have.
I know.
So, my question would be, why wouldn't the Biden administration tell everybody?
Would that take her 15 seconds? 30 seconds?
Yes.
19, actually.
Yeah. So my belief is that the Biden administration was staffed by people who despise ordinary citizens and wanted to keep everybody nervous. You don't know if we're spying on you. You don't even know if it's the enemy. You don't even know if it's aliens from another planet.
It just baffles me as why they couldn't say anything about that. There was such a mystery.
Or do you think they even took the time to look into it?
Listen, with the way things were there with the Biden White House, especially the last couple of years, but it was there before then. you didn't know who was in control.
Right.
I don't know. That would make a great movie or book because Karine Jean-Pierre and before her. What was her name? Circle back.
Jen Psaki.
They were just spokespersons to go out and talk to the press and give non-answers.
Right.
Or just lie through their teeth.
Right.
Whichever one they wanted to do. Because Biden wouldn't talk. He wouldn't talk very much at all because he couldn't.
Wouldn't do interviews.
They wouldn't let him do interviews for the obvious reasons we know now. And everybody was curious, why didn't he do an interview? Okay, what I'm saying is, if you were to ask any of the four of us, and you were to say, okay, who's his chief of staff? Because that's who's calling the shots.
Yeah. Right.
You know what? I don't. Can you name him, Wesley?
No.
Can you name it?
Was it Ron Klain?
Yeah, it was Ron Klain.
Okay, two of the four of us knew. Now, where's he today?
Well, he's out of a
job. He's working at McDonald's.
I think so.
He's working at McDonald's, probably passing out vaccines. Like candy. So my point is that's probably who was running the show at the White House. We know now with this new White House, it's Trump, it's Vance, it's Stephen Miller,
Yeah.
And this young lady, again, her name?
Carolyn Levitt.
She, at least she, her first day on the job, she had the answers to the questions, and she had a packed room of reporters. I saw the picture. You couldn't get any more reporters, and the reporters were from around. They were international as well as domestic, and they included some podcasters. And
she's got two seats on the side of the briefing room that generally usually were the staff. Her staff sat there, I guess, to help if she needed help on anything. But she freed up two of those, and she's bringing in podcasters, the non-traditional media people that you wouldn't think of. Anybody that presents news in any kind of form is welcome to apply for a credential.
Why don't you see if you can get you a credential up there, Steve?
I will.
She gave the website live on TV to go fill out.
You got to send me to Washington to ask a question if I get approved.
Well, if you can get in, we will.
Okay. I'll do that.
See if you can do that.
I will.
All right. You're listening. You are listening, folks, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed, Wesley, and Steve. Next story, Steve.
All right. I wanted to play. You wondered what Ron Klain was doing. Well, I wondered what Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate with Kamala Harris, was doing, and he's not doing well. He's struggling. He's doing deep soul searching.
Yeah.
I want you to hear a little bit from him. He was on MSNBC, and this is what he had to say. Cut 10.
They're throwing so much at us that we're fatigued. You know, we spent 3 days, you know, debating, having them trying to debate that President Musk gave a Nazi salute. Of course he did. But that is a distraction from what I think you said. This is game on stuff right here. And I am worried with these federal employees because, look, they're in a tough spot. That some of these folks, especially those that are doing good work around environmental concerns, around justice for people, around you know, criminal justice reform, all of the things that make our society better, those folks are in there, and they're making, you know, they put out tweets from the president's fail son who threatens people, like, we're coming for you. You think this is bad or whatever?
You know, that was from an interview on Rachel Maddow, wasn't it? This is MSNBC's headline for their story that deals with this interview. It says, exclusive, Rachel Maddow interviews Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as Trump plots the end of the U.S. government.
That's MSNBC.
That's MSNBC.
For you, right? So I love a couple of things. He called it President Musk, if you notice
yes.
that. And he believes that that was a Nazi salute. Obviously, it wasn't if you saw the context, but it doesn't matter to him. And I love the fact that he's worried about federal workers who are doing good things like climate justice and working for criminal justice reform. I want to tell you how the Democrats' criminal justice reform works. And I'm going to take you to New Jersey. The New Jersey State Police were facing some accusations of racial profiling. It turns out that they were pulling over more black drivers than they were white drivers, it was said. So they said, we can't do this anymore. The Attorney General's Office of Public Integrity and Accountability looked at stops between 2009 and 21. They were told by union leaders that every stop they made would go under the microscope now. So what happened? They made fewer stops. Well, traffic accidents, including fatal accidents, went up 18% because they weren't stopping the bad drivers. And now there's a special counsel investigating whether they're doing their job or not. You can't.
Because accidents are going up.
Because accidents are going up.
Well, what you're saying is if you're state troopers?
New Jersey State Police.
If you're a state trooper in New Jersey, I win, tails you lose.
Exactly.
There's no win situation for them. They were pulling over, they thought were bad drivers.
Yeah.
And maybe because of the area of the city or something like that, most of a larger percentage were black drivers. So they were told, you're doing it for racist reasons, stop doing it. So because they were nervous about pulling over black drivers, they stopped pulling over as many bad drivers, period. And accidents went up. I'm shocked.
I know. Right? Who could have guessed? So
that's the criminal justice that Governor Tim Walz was concerned about.
Yeah, there's workers that are doing that job of holding their feet to the fire. A lot of the police departments under President Obama had what they call consent decrees that the federal government foisted and made these police departments take, which is federal oversight in order to make sure that these departments aren't racist or they're, it's basically federal DEI to police departments. And it just, the amount of policing, the amount of forms and paperwork that they had to fill out was just ridiculous. Then there was the Ferguson effect,
right,
where they stopped, they weren't going into neighborhoods to do community policing because they were afraid if they got into an altercation, they'd be blamed.
Right.
It was just ridiculous. The defund the police movement, I think all that's going to change.
A lot of, there was so much pressure over the last 10 years mm-hmm. on police departments. And if you were one of these communities, these cities, a lot of them were run by Democrats anyway.
Yeah.
But if you are, if you're in these cities and you don't want to cooperate with this federal government program, then the accusation is, well, that's because you're racist.
I know. Yeah, it's, again, heads you lose,
yeah,
tails I win. So, yeah.
So where is that now? Is it changing, or is that, are you just reporting where it is currently?
That is, I think.
Because the reason I ask is we are seeing a shift away from the Summer of Love 2020 hatred for cops.
Yeah, I think you can, it doesn't say here, but I think you could look forward to that being dropped.
Yeah. Just go back to doing your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got any more clips?
I got one more.
From?
From Carolyn?
Oh, you know her first name?
Yeah. We're buds.
Carolyn. Is it Carolyn or Caroline?
I think it's Carolyn's way. I've heard it.
Carolyn.
Carolyn
it's
Levitt.
Well,
it depends on if you're in Mississippi or if you're in.
Wherever you live. How you pronounce it? It starts with a K.
Yes, it
it's
does.
It's rare that you see Caroline and Carolyn.
And what song do you want to
sing? Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's right. Even Wesley knows it.
Bum, bum, bum. Don't get me started. I'll sing the whole song.
That's a great song.
So good. So good. So good.
I wonder if anybody's going to do that.
She's doing so good.
Yeah, that's
Caroline,
true.
Caroline, you're doing so good.
Right.
So good. So good.
She spells her name K-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, Levitt. Mm-hmm. She pronounces it Caroline.
Caroline. I've heard Carolyn Levitt, but that's what I've heard people.
Okay, you got any more clips from her first press conference?
Yeah, we can do that.
She went 47 minutes, by the way.
Oh yeah, she's
rocking a cross there on her.
Yes.
So I don't know if she's a white Christian nationalist.
You know the answer to that.
And what she's trying to signal?
I don't know. Is there a group called there? Proud Girls?
That may be. I'm sure the left wing media will make something of her cross she's wearing.
Well, and I think she's Catholic. So that's two strikes against her if you're talking about the secular left.
Yeah.
They absolutely despise all Christians, especially if you're Catholic. I don't know if she goes to a conservative Latin mass, that's three strikes.
I know, right?
Anyway.
I don't either.
I wouldn't be able to understand it.
So one of the things that the press was kind of asking her over and over, you know that the Trump administration put a pause on all federal funding loans and such. They're going to put a pause on funding everything until they can find out whether or not the money's being spent wisely. Doge can take a look at it. So she was asked about that. What about these people that are on food stamps? They're going to starve. This was her answer. Cut four.
I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause. And if you are receiving individual assistance from the federal government, you will still continue to receive that. However, it is the responsibility of this president and this administration to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Hey.
Couldn't agree with that more. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm not complaining. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't know. Is that legal? Can the president just,
She answered that.
Well, I'm not talking about like the individual.
We'll find out soon because it's going to court.
A lot of these are going to be going to court.
Yeah.
And there was I saw some writing that said the president thinks it's legal, so he's doing it.
I understand the question because what if? I mean, does a president have the unilateral authority to stop Social Security?
It's not stopping Social
Security. No. Okay. I'm giving you a hypothetical.
Okay.
Now, some of the ones she listed, most people don't care, right? It doesn't affect them. But I'm just asking you, are there federal money dole outs that happen on a monthly basis that a president could suspend by himself?
Yeah. And
well, I think.
Do you know the answer to that question?
Well, based on her response, there are some. There's some no and some yes. And they've taken the ones that need to be reevaluated. Like to, we mentioned two this morning. One's probably not most appropriate for radio with what they're doing with Gaza. But
birth control.
Yeah. But there's some other ones that. And the thing is, she didn't say permanently. She said until we're able to reevaluate where the money's going.
I just don't know.
Who would you think has the authority?
You're for a dictatorship, aren't you, Wesley? That's what I'm hearing. You don't really care.
I care about where our tax dollars go.
What if the Trump administration decides that 40% of federal money is not being spent wisely? Can they bottle that up indefinitely? That's my question.
Well, okay. I'm going to answer this just as a layman. I'm not a constitutional expert. Some people call me that, but I don't. But listen, I don't call myself that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're humble.
I think that's what I should try to be.
Right.
I should aspire to be humble. I would just say this. There's probably, yes, probably President Trump would argue and people who, that the executive in charge of the federal government, namely the President of the United States, who has the ability to hire and fire people who fall under the executive branch of the federal government, that he does have the authority if he wanted to. Now, he wouldn't do it to suspend Social Security.
Well, and that's the issue in this clip, by the way. Everything he listed are.
But he wouldn't do it because it'd be crazy politically. He'd be impeached within a week if they really did that.
The question, we've raised this many times. The conjoining of the legislative and the executive branches with these alphabet departments, okay, have been created by Congress to
control by Democrats
to control the money that goes out through various programs. Those agencies are also under the control of the executive branch. So the question then becomes:
Congress appropriates the money. They say how much you can get, and then the executive branch decides how to spend that money. It's like when my wife.
No, they don't decide how to spend it. They execute the law.
Well,
passed.
Right. They have a lot of. It's like when my wife gives me $50 out of the checking account, says, "Go ahead and spend it."
Yeah.
I can spend it on anything I want, but it's she has to give me the money.
Right. Right. So that's going to become the question: is these the FDA? Money's allocated by Congress, but the FDA is under the executive branch, and the president is
All I hear is that we're stopping and we're going to evaluate where we're spending our tax dollars.
Yeah.
which I'm fine with.
Is that what Elon Musk is over?
Doge?
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Yes. He's going to be part of the review process.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening to the program today. Thanks, Steve, Ed, Wesley, Brent, who else? Fred.
Abraham, Neil Mammon.
Yeah, all those people. Thanks for joining us today. Keep listening to American Family Radio.